而今天的题目是朝着标杆直跑。
The topic of today's preaching is press on towards the goal.
我讲员是李德威牧师。
And it is Pastor Lee.
我很高兴李牧师能够在我们当中。
We're very, happy to have Pastor Lee among us.
他曾经在这边讲过道。
He had, preached here before.
他本身来自马来西亚。
And he's originally from Malaysia.
我请他上来分享。
So we give this time to Reverend Lee.
各位弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
要谢谢刘牧师还有各位弟兄姐妹。
I want to thank Pastor Lee and also Pastor Liu and all the other brothers and sisters.
在这几年，我曾经到过这里好几次。
I was here several times in the past several years.
谢谢你们的接待。
And thank you for your welcome.
我在人生当中这几年有其中的一个目标，就是要更深入的研究神的话语。
One of my goals in life is to study God's word in more detail.
所以现在毕业了，也算是达成了其中的一个目标。
So now that I graduated, I can say that I have reached one of my goals.
今天呢，我要与大家一起来探讨朝着标杆或者目标来直跑。
So today I want to think about this topic with you. Press on towards the goal.
我们要一起来看很熟悉的一段经文，腓立比书三章十二到十四节。
Let's look at very familiar scripture, and it is in Philippians chapter 3:12-14.
我们好不好？我们一起来念这一段的经文。
Let us read this scripture together.
我们这段的经文，我们无论用英文或中文，我们一起念了。
We can read it in whatever language. Read it together.
这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了。我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣所得着我的。弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来的奖赏。我相信在座的弟兄姐妹，如果你在教会一段日子，你一定曾经读过这一段的经文。
And brothers and sisters, if you have been in church for a little while, you must have read these scriptures.
每当我们到年底或年初的时候，我们都会探讨我们新的一年的目标。
Every time, either it is the end of the year or the beginning of the year, we would look for a new goal.
我们可能会说，新的一年，我要更努力的读书。
So maybe you would say, in the new year, I'm going to study harder.
或者我要赚更多的钱。
Or I'm going to make more money.
这些都是好的目标。
These are good goals.
但是保罗在这里他谈到的目标到底是什么呢？
But what is the goal Paul is talking about here?
其实保罗所谈的不是这所谓我们日常所追求的目标。
The goal that Paul is talking is not our daily goals.
他到底谈些什么？
What is he talking about?
他在使徒行传二十章二十四节这样说，我却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵，只要行完我的路程，成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事，证明神恩惠的福音。
But I do not consider my life of any account as dear to myself, so that I may finish my course and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus to testify.Solemnly of the gospel of the grace of God.
自从保罗在大马色的路上认识耶稣，就是弥赛亚，就是救主以后
，And after Paul came to know Jesus as the Messiah on the road to Damascus,
他人生当中只有一个的目标
，He only had one life goal,
就是要证明神恩惠的福音。
And it is to testify the gospel of the grace of God.
无论他在宣扬耶稣基督的时候。
No matter when he's spreading the gospel,
或者他在教导门徒的时候
or if he's teaching his disciples,
他的人生只有一个目标，就是证明神恩惠的福音。
He only have one life goal, and it is to testify the gospel of the grace of God.
所以作为基督徒，作为教会
So as Christians and as church,
我们人生当中在见耶稣基督以前也只有一个目标。
Before we go to see our Lord, we should only have one goal.
就是我们活着，就是为着要证明神恩惠的福音。
To live is only to testify the gospel of the grace of God.
当我们谈到这个我们要达成的目标的时候
，And as we talk about how to reach this goal,
作为基督徒，我们在教会，我们在日常生活当中，我们还有许多要做的事情。
As Christians, whether it is in church or in our daily living, we still have to do a lot of things.
让我们就谈谈，当我们要达成这目标的时候，我们在我们的日常生活当中，作为基督徒的五样事情，我们需要做的。
So there are five things that we need to do in our daily living and to reach the goal.
我们一样样的来探讨。Let's
look at one at a time.
我们首先呢，我们需要天天灵修。
First off, we need to have daily devotional.
天天灵修, 这也不是一个新的课题。
Daily devotional is not a new topic.
但是重要的是, 你今天灵修了吗? 不要举手。
But the important thing is, have you done it today, but don't raise your hand?
有不少基督徒常常活在主的醉酒当中。
A lot of Christians live like they're drunk.
我要灵修，但是今天又忘记了灵修。
Oh, I need to do it, but I forgot today.
但是我们需要天天灵修，为什么需要天天灵修呢？
Why do we need to do daily devotion?
因为箴言九章十节告诉我们说，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。
Because in our Proverbs it says, to know the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, to know God is wise.
所以我们需要认识神的话呢，我们就需要了解他的话语，我们就需要祷告亲近他。
In order to understand the Lord, we need to read His Word and to be close to Him.
是很简单，我们首要的，我们需要天天的去亲近他。
So very simply, just get close to Him every day.
但是我们要比较实际一点。
But we need to be more practical.
我们到底要多少，用多少时间来灵修呢？
How much time do I need to spend in daily devotion?
有一些人很热心爱主。
Some people love the Lord a lot.
他们有感动说，一天要灵修两个小时。
They said, I'm going to spend 2 hours on daily devotion.
但是只做了三天，就不继续下去了。
But then after 3 days, they stopped.
如果你还没有一个很固定每天都灵修的习惯，
If you do not yet have the habit of daily devotion,
我告诉大家，你10分钟开始吧。
Just start at 10 minutes.
10分钟很短吧，哦。
10 minutes is very short.
我甚至给你， 如果你从来觉得10分钟已经太长了，If
you think 10 minutes is too long,
5分钟就好吧。How
about 5 minutes?
很简单，如果5分钟怎么灵修？
So how do I do my daily devotion in 5 minutes?
你可以先用1分钟祷告。Use
1 minute to pray.
然后用2分钟读经。2
minutes to read the word.
然后用1分钟默想。1
minute to meditate.
然后1分钟又祷告。
1 minute to pray.
然后你一整天就在思想你那一天所领受到的经文。
And then the rest of the day you just meditate on the message you received.
我不是说你一直都只是5分钟灵修而已。
I am not saying that you should just leave it at 5 minutes from now on.
但是有5分钟开始。
But start with 5 minutes.
做得到吧，亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
5分钟开始,
can you do that? Just start with 5 minutes.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，虽然说5分钟是不长的，
Even though 5 minutes is not long,
但是我们还是容易忽略。 We neglect.
But yet we can still neglect.
因为我们一起床的时候，
Because when we get out of bed,
我发现有些人是和手机睡觉的。
I find that some people sleep with their cell phone.
或者以iPad一起睡觉的。
Or they sleep with their iPad.
所以起床第一件事情就是看手机或者iPad。
So as they get out of bed, the first thing they do is look at their cell phone or their iPad.
我立定一定的心智，我还没有读经以前，我不会看手机。
I have made a decision before I do my daily devotion, I will not look at my cell phone.
其实你如此行对眼睛也很好。
Actually, if you do that, it is better for your eyes.
因为起床第一件事情看手机，不久可能会眼睛会有癌症。
Because if you look at the cell phone right away as you rise, you may have cancer of the eye.
所以先读神的话语。
So first read God's word.
所以先祷告。
First pray first.
有些人第一件事情起床的时候就是喝咖啡吃早餐。
For some other people, the first thing they do after they rise is have coffee and breakfast.
有一句话说, 没有圣经,没有早餐, no Bible, no breakfast. 告诉你旁边说, no Bible, no breakfast.
Tell your neighbor, no Bible, no breakfast.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们中国人,华人,我们很爱吃。
Asians love to eat.
我们第一件事情见面的时候问安全说你吃了吗？
The first thing we greet each other is, have you eaten?
诶，在我们地方马来西亚早餐都是和朋友常常一起吃的。
And in Malaysia, we often eat with our friends for breakfast.
可能打电话说诶，来吃早餐吧。
Or sometimes we call them, hey, come and have breakfast.
我告诉弟兄姐妹我们可以彼此激励让我们都能够好好的天天灵修。
Let us encourage one another so that we can have daily devotion.
你可以约人的时候你见面第一句话就说你今天吃了灵粮吗？
Or maybe we should change our greeting to, have you eaten your spiritual food today?
有些时候夫妇在一起的时候丈夫会忘记灵修。
When a couple is together, sometimes the husband may forget.
太太准备了早餐丈夫就就很急忙的想去吃那早餐。
The wife has already prepared breakfast, so he's gonna just dash for the breakfast.
诶太太你可以告诉他今天你吃了灵粮吗？
The wife can ask him, hey, have you eaten your spiritual food?
还没有吃灵粮不可以吃早餐。
No spiritual food, no breakfast.
所以弟兄姐妹们谢谢弟你旁边说你吃了灵粮吗？
So tell your neighbor right now, have you eaten your spiritual food?
今天例外没有灵修还是可以吃午餐。
So today is an exception. Even if you have not eaten your spiritual food, you can still have.
所以天天灵修是我们每一个基督徒的本分，也是我们的福分。
So daily devotion is a basic responsibility and our blessing.
因为让我们可以更认识主，走在他的道路里面。
Because it will help us to know our Lord more and walk on His way.
第二件事情，我们需要有主日的侍奉。
Secondly, we need to have Sunday service.
什么叫做主日的侍奉？
What is serving in Sunday?
我们现在来到这里是参与主日的侍奉。
Today we're sitting here and we are participating in the Sunday service.
但是主日侍奉不局限于那两个小时你在礼拜堂的时间。
Sunday service is not limited to the 2 hours you're at church.
其实诗班在练习诗歌的时候已经在参与主日侍奉。
When the choir were warming up this morning, they are already participating.
我看见来的时候，有弟兄已经在做招待，准备这些周刊。
And as I arrived, there were ushers that are already preparing the program.
这是主日侍奉。
That is Sunday worship.
每一个基督徒都需要参与主日的侍奉。
Every Christian must participate in Sunday service.
指的不单单是那一个小时大家一起来敬拜而已。
So that not only the 1 hour we just come in and worship.
因为每一个基督徒都需要侍奉。
Because every Christian must serve.
希伯来书第十章二十五节告诉我们说不要停止聚会好像那是停止惯了的人既知道那日子临近就更要如此。
And in Hebrews it says do not stop worshiping just like those who are used to stopping but because knowing the Lord's day is near,You need to not stop worshiping.
所以我们需要有主日的侍奉。
So we need to have Sunday service.
我知道时代进步了。
I know time's different.
有一些人已经不去参加主日崇拜了。
Some people don't go to Sunday worship.
他说留在家里自己上网在那里听信息更精彩。
They think it's more exciting to sit at home, watch, the service on the computer.
虽然上网去听信息是好的事情。
Even though listening to preaching on the computer is a good thing.
但那只是灵修。
But that is only a daily devotion.
永远不能够期待弟兄姐妹聚集在一起来敬拜我们的上帝。
It cannot take the place of worshiping with other brothers and sisters.
我来到美国差不多五个礼拜了。
I've been to the States now for about 5 weeks.
天天都与太太联络。
I call my wife every day.
甚至有些时候在手机还可以看见她。
And sometimes I can even see her face on my phone.
但是我永远不会满足只是在手机那里看见她。
But I will never be satisfied to just look at her face.
因为那是一个虚拟的世界。It's a virtual world.
Because it's a ritual world.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹有一天你到天堂的时候。
So one day as you go to heaven.
你不希望那只是好像在发梦一样而已。
You don't want to be just like you're dreaming.
我们需要有这种亲密的关系。
We need to have this close relationship.
所以第二样弟兄姐妹我们一定要参与主日的侍奉。
So secondly, we must join in Sunday service.
因为神赐给我们各样的恩赐。
Because God has given us all kinds of gifts.
我们每一个人都要准备怎么来参加主日崇拜。
We all must be prepared how to join in Sunday service.
主日侍奉不单单是听到而已。
Sunday service is not only listening to preaching.
如果纯粹是听到，传道人是最没有主日侍奉的。
If it is only listening to preaching, then the preacher is the one who really is not serving.
因为除了上个两个礼拜，大部分的时候，一年365天，我每个礼拜都会在不同堂会讲道。
Because except for the last 2 weeks, for every day, 365 days, I will be preaching in a different church.
这样，我是不是没有主日崇拜了呢？
Then does it mean that I don't have Sunday service?
但是因为我在准备信息的时候，我已经也参与主日崇拜。
But as I was preparing for the preaching, I have already participated in the Sunday service.
现在我把信息带给弟兄姐妹，我已经在参与主日侍奉。
Now I'm sharing the message with you all. I am participating in the Sunday service.
正如诗班常常参与主日侍奉。
Just as the choir participate in Sunday service.
Sister Roslyn 在翻译的时候参与主日侍奉。
As I'm translating, I am participating.
待会儿做招待预备午餐的也是在参与主日侍奉。
The ushers, the people who are preparing for lunch are participating in it.
所以我们需要主日的侍奉。
So we need Sunday service.
第三是什么呢？
What is the third thing?
第三就是小组生活是什么，或者small group life.
Cell life or small group life.
小组生活非常的重要。
Small group life is very important.
因为耶稣基督有自己的小组。
Because Jesus Christ has his own small group.
虽然他向群众讲道。
Even though he was preaching to a large crowd.
但是有12个的门徒常常和他在一起。
But there are 12 disciples who are always with him.
为什么小组生活这么重要呢？
Why is it so important to have a small group life?
耶稣曾经在约翰福音13:34-35说，我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是要你们彼此相爱，你们如果能够彼此相爱，就真是我的门，别人就能够认出你们是我的门徒了。
In the Gospel of John, Jesus said, I give you a new commandment, is to love one another. And if you love one another, then others will be able to see that you are truly my disciple.
小组生活是一种的见证。
Small group life is a witness.
在一个大众聚集在一起崇拜的时候，
When there is a large congregation,
我们很难深入的交流。
We cannot know each other very deep.
但是在小组当中，我们实行彼此相爱的教训。
But in a small group, we can actually practice loving one another.
所以耶稣在被卖的一夜，他特别是对他的门徒说，你们要彼此相爱。
And so on the night when Jesus was betrayed, he specifically told the disciples, you must love one another.
如果你们能够彼此相爱，别人就能够看出你们是我的门徒了。
If you love one another, then others will be able to see that you are truly my disciple.
耶稣爱世界上所有的人。
Jesus loved all the world.
我们基本上要爱所有的人。
Basically, we have to love all the world.
但是你要爱一个人已经很困难吗？
But is it difficult to love even just one?
爱你的太太丈夫容易吗？
Is it easy to love your spouse?
有些时候他不可爱啊。
Sometimes they're not lovable.
结婚越久可能越不可爱了。
I guess the longer you're together,
但是还是要爱
the less lovable they are.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
But you still have to love, brothers and sisters.
在教会当中，如果只是一个小组，已经会用去我们很多的时间来去爱这些小组的人。
So in a church, as we have small groups, we need to use the time to love all these people.
这样我们就能够带出见证。
And in that way, we have a good witness.
我们也能够彼此的建立。
And that we can encourage one another.
如果你还没有参与小组的，
If you have not joined in a small group,
我鼓励大家要有小组的生活。
I encourage you to have a small group life.
第四方面是什么呢？
What is the fourth?
请跟着我说，十一奉献。
Say it with me, tithe offering.
奉献是很重要的。
Offering is very important.
因为这是圣经很清楚的教导。
Because it is a clear teaching
in the Bible. 无论是在旧约在新约都告诉我们有关奉献的信息。
Either whether it is in the Old or the New Testament, it teaches us about offering.
当然，马拉基书第三章第十节告诉我们说，要把当纳的十分之一献上，使神的家有粮。
And so in the book of Malachi, it tells us to, you ought to offer, you ought to tithe so that God's house have the resource.
我知道奉献也是一个蛮争论性的一个题目。
I know offering is a, arguable, topic.
怎么计算十一奉献也是一个的题目。
How do you calculate the tithe or the 10% is also an arguable topic.
扣税了才十分一吗？
Or is it after tax?
还是没有扣除以前的十分之一。
Or is it before tax?
我们不多谈这一方面。
We're not going to go further on that.
每一个人都要在神的面前好好领受。
Everyone should, receive from the Lord.
但是奉献是我们的本分，也是我们的责任。
But tithing and offering is our basic responsibility.
我相信这个教会弟兄姐妹有奉献。
And I believe that brothers and sisters here offer.
因为神让我们有奉献的这个权利。
Because God has given us, this responsibility and the ability to offer.
所以这是第四方面。
So this is the fourth area.
第五方面是什么呢？
The fifth area, what is it?
就是要福音广传。
It is to share the gospel.
我们都知道传福音非常的重要。
We know that it's important to share the
gospel. 因为马太福音书28章19节耶稣说，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
Because in, John 19, Jesus, or 28, Jesus said, you must go and share the gospel.
所以我们知道我们需要去传福音。
So we know we have to share the gospel.
所以这五件事情是每一个基督徒每一位门徒的本分。
So these five areas are the basic responsibility of a Christian.
是哪几方面呢？
Which five area?
第一呢，就是天天灵修，大家来说，天天灵修。
Everybody said, daily devotion.
吃了灵粮吗，弟兄姐妹？
Have you eaten your spiritual food today?
我们还要加上主日侍奉。
We need to add Sunday service.
我们一起说主日侍奉。
Together, Sunday service.
我们还要加上小组生活。
We need to add cell life.
小组生活。
Say it, cell life.
第四，我们还要十一奉献。
The fourth area, tithe and offering, together.
十一奉献，然后要加上福音广传。
And then we also have to add sharing the gospel.
但是你没有发现，我在这里除了一个加号，还有一个指引号，然后到福音广传。
So you can notice that there is the mark for addition, and then there is an arrow.
其实这里谈到了五样事情。
It talk about five things here.
但是都只有一个的目标。
But there's only one goal.
那个目标就是福音广传。
And the goal is sharing the gospel.
就是保罗所说的证明神恩惠的福音。
And it is what Paul said is to testify.
不论你灵修、主日侍奉、小组生活、十一奉献或者传福音，最终的目的我们是要能够叫福音广传，叫人认识耶稣基督。
The four areas all point to one goal, and it is to share the gospel.
这样你可能会问一个问题，到底你是谈五件事情还是谈一件事情？
So you may ask, so are you talking about five things or are you talking about one thing?
我也是想这个问题。
I thought about that too.
但是感谢主让我能够知道要怎么表达这个信息。
But thank God, He showed me how to express and share this message.
我记得有一件大有在旧约当中有一个的记载。
I remember in the Old Testament there was this, incident.
小朋友都知道的，在主日学常常讲的一个故事。
Even the children know this story.
就是大卫他曾经击杀这个哥利亚。
And it is how David killed Goliath.
哥利亚是一个巨人。
Goliath is a giant.
代表非利士人的军队。
And he represents the army of the Philistines.
大卫是一个牧童，小孩子。
David is a, young man, he is a shepherd.
两军对阵的时候
，and when the two armies were facing one another，
没有以色列人敢去应战。
There were not one Israelites that were willing to come out against Goliath。
但是大卫自告奋勇。
But David volunteered himself。
当时他说：“我要去和那个巨人对打。
”At that time he said, "I will go and fight Goliath."
圣经告诉我们说，在第四十在撒母耳记上十七章四十节说，他手中拿杖，又在膝中挑选了五块光滑色子， 放在袋里，就是牧人带的囊里，手中拿着甩射的机弦，就去引那非利士人。
He took his stick in his hand and chose for himself 5 smooth stones from the brook and put them in the shepherd's bag which he had even in his pouch and his sling was in his hand and he approached the Philistine.
你没有想过为什么大卫要用五块色纸呢？
Have you ever thought why did David pick 5 stones?
其实最后他只是用几块的色纸打倒了哥利亚。
Actually, how many did he kill Goliath?
一块吧，对不对？这里说
just, 大卫
用手从囊中掏出一块色纸来，用机弦甩击，打中非利士人的轭，色纸进入轭内，他就伏倒，面伏于地。
And here it says, and David put his hand into his bag and took from it a stone and slung it, and struck the Philistine on his forehead, and the stone sank into his forehead, so that he fell on his face to the ground.
他挑选了五块光滑的色纸。
He picked 5 smooth rocks.
但是他只用到一块的色纸。
But he only used 1 stone.
你有没有思想过这个的问题？
Have you ever thought about that?
为什么大卫挑五块只用到一块就好了？
Why did he pick 5 and yet he only used 1?
思想一下。
Think about it.
是不是大卫信心不够？
Is it because he lacked faith?
哇，如果一块打不中，我还再有一块，还有四块。
Oh, if I miss One, I still have others.
让我的后背冲后背军火充足。
And so that I am well prepared and I plenty.
是不是大卫不够信心？
Is it because David lacks faith?
你的答案是什么？
What is your answer?
我有一个最好的答案，要不要听？
I have the best answer. Do you want to hear it?
有一天我们到天上的时候。我们可以问大卫，为什么你在西旁挑五块色的，只一块就够了吗？
One day when we go to heaven, you can go and ask David, why did you pick 5? Isn't 1 enough?
如果你不敢问，你记得请我去问他，到时候。
If you're afraid to ask David, you can ask me to go ask him.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
为什么大卫要五块色纸呢？
Why did David need 5 stones.
我们没有一个绝对的答案。
We do not have an absolute answer.
但是今天我来以前，我找到五块光滑的色纸。
But today, before I came, I picked 5 stones.
我放在我的口袋。
I put it in my pocket.
所以如果我是大卫。
So if I was David.
我随便在我口袋拿出一块色纸。
I can just pick any one of the stones in my
我不需要选择，对不对？
I do not have to choose.
我拿到哪一块就放进那个甩射的机弦，然后甩出去就好了。
I just need to pick one, put it in the sling and plunge.
可能是这块，可能是哪一块。
So it can be this one or that one.
但是五个拿到的，五个在口袋比一个在口袋拿到射纸的那个速度是比较快，对不对？
So, the ratio of picking 1 out of 5 is better than 1 out of 1.
无论哪一块不要紧。
It doesn't matter which,
每一块都可以打死哥利亚。
Every each one of the stone can kill Goliath.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
今天我们需要做五样的事情。
Today we must do 5 things.
无论你是个人灵修。
Whether it is daily devotion.
无论你是十一奉献。
Is it tithing?
都是目的是为着要证明神恩惠的福音。
The purpose is to testify the gospel of the grace of God.
为什么呢？如果我们看撒母耳记上17章46节。
If we look at 1 Samuel 17 verse 46.
今日耶和华必将你交在我手里，我必杀你，斩你的头，又将非利士军兵的尸首给空中的飞鸟，地上的野兽吃，使普天下的人都知道以色列中有神。
This day the Lord will deliver you up into my hands, and I will strike you down and remove your head from you. And I will give the dead bodies of the army of the Philistines this day to the birds of the sky and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel.
大卫代表的不单单是以色列的军队。
David not only represents the army of the Israelites.
大卫是代表耶和华上帝。
David was representing Jehovah God.
这个哥利亚代表是非利士人所拜的神。
And Goliath represent the God that the Philistines worshipped.
大卫只有一个目的，要打倒哥利亚，就是要让普天下的人都知道以色列中有神。
The one reason why David killed Goliath and is because for the whole world to know that there is a God in Israel.
无论哪一块石子击倒了这个哥利亚都不重要。
It is not important which stone strike Goliath.
重要的哥利亚被打倒了。
The important thing is Goliath was struck down.
让普天下的人知道在以色列当中的神是真神。
So that the whole earth will know that there is a true God in Israel.
我们所谈到的这五件的事情。
The five things that we have talked about.
每一件都是每一位弟兄姐妹需要看重的。
We need to, all five things are important to all of us.
但是最终每一件的事情要达成能够证明神证明耶稣基督恩惠的福音。
But the purpose is so that we can reach this goal and it is for us to testify the gospel of the grace of God.
我们已经做了一段时候了。
You have been sitting for a while.
我们可以站起来吧。
You can stand.
哎，有些时候为什么要请大家站起来呢？
Why do we want to ask you to stand sometimes?
其实有些时候你灵修很疲倦的时候也可以站起来。
Sometimes if you are doing your daily devotional and you're tired, you can stand up.
因为你坐在那里的时候刚睡醒又想睡觉。
Because when you're sitting there, you just rise up and, from the bed and you may want to go back to sleep.
有些时候我觉得听到比讲到更困难。
Sometimes I think it is harder to listen to a preaching than preaching.
因为我站在这里的时候不可能睡觉。
Because when I'm standing here, it's impossible for me to fall asleep.
我坐在那里听到的时候，有时候我想睡觉。
But sometimes when I'm sitting there listening, I am tempted to fall asleep.
啊，我们回到我们的正题。
Oh, so let's go back to our topic.
哎，还是站立。
Stay standing.、
啊、我们第一样的事情是什么呢？
The first thing.
日日灵修
daily devotion
举起你的拇指、啊、
pick up your thumb、啊、daily devotion
拇指表示说当一个这是表示说是最重要的
that means it's the most important
当然有些时候你称赞一个人的时候你是这样称赞对不对
sometimes when you praise somebody
你不能够这样、啊、
you do this right、
啊、
you can't do that
你也不能够这样、啊、你要这样称赞所以你现在你像你旁边这样、啊、
so tell that to your neighbor right now、
啊如果你对你你不敢说，你今天吃了灵粮吗
？Ask them, have you eaten your
spiritual? 如果你不敢问、
oh, ，if you're afraid to ask,
你可以这样向他竖起你的大拇指。
Just show them that.
啊，他看见的时候，听过这信息就知道我有没有吃灵粮。
So then, since you all heard the message, you understand.
所以以后
have I eaten spiritually?
我们来到礼拜堂的时候，不单单握手，我们可以这样。
So as we come to the church later, we not only can shake our hands, but we can go like this.
这是一个很好的提醒。
So this is a very good reminder.
丈夫妻子起床的时候，你这样竖起拇指。
The spouse, partners, if you when you rise up, just show your wife or your husband.
第二件的事情是什么
？What is the second thing?
什么呢？主日侍奉啊。
Sunday service.
这个手指啊，这个手指叫什么手指呢
？What is this called?
这个手指呢，其实也是指出我们人生的方向的时候，你用这个手指，对不对？啊
？And when you're pointing, you use this, right?
你知道教会是非常重要的。
You know the church is very important.
教会其实是世界的希望。
The church is actually the hope of the world.
因为我们传扬主耶稣基督。
Because we're sharing Jesus Christ.
所以这个手指是让我们知道我们要有主日的侍奉。
So this reminds us that we need Sunday service.
当人在主日的时候都在自己家里或者其他地方做自己的事情的时候
When the rest of the world are doing their own thing on Sunday morning
我们知道耶稣是我们的主
We know that Jesus Christ is our Lord
这个手指提醒我们
So this pointer finger
要有主日的侍奉
Remind us to have Sunday service
把我们以世界的人分别出来
So that we can be separated from the earth
犹太人守安息是把他们以外邦人分别出来
And, the Israelites is to be separated from the world.
我们相信耶稣基督是复活的主。
We believe that Jesus Christ is the resurrected Christ.
所以这是让我们知道非常重要，他带给我们人生的方向。教会为带领，教会是我们一起来更清楚主方向的地方。
So this finger, remind us that, Jesus Christ Show us the direction of our life and the church direction.
第三是什么呢
？What is the third thing?
什么？小组生活是哪一个手指
？Small group life.
这个不是中间那个，这个啊啊，很难举起来，对不对啊？这个手指为什么呢 ？This finger.
The ring finger.
这个 ring finger 是什么呢 ？Love finger.
This,
对不对
？This ring finger is the love finger.
当你做结婚戒指的时候，戴在这里，对不对啊
？And so when you got married, you have your ring put on your finger.
提醒我们要彼此相爱。
It's to remind us to love one another.
好，第四方面是什么
？What's the fourth area？
十一奉献。十一奉献哪一个手指
？Which finger？
啊，这个手指不是指给别人看的，是给自己看的，对不对
the,
啊
？The little finger.
你不要给人家看啊。
Don't show it to others. It is for you to look.
提醒自己，我做了十一奉献，我还算不得什么。
It is to remind us that even though I tithe, I'm still nothing.
因为我一切都是来自创造天地万物的主的。
Because everything I own comes from the Creator God.
最后一样是什么呢
？What is the last thing?
福音广传是中间的这个最长的手指。
It is to share the gospel and it's the tallest middle finger.
这提醒我们直到地基 to the end of the world.
It is to remind us till the end of the world that we spread the gospel.
所以大家举起五个手指。
So hold up your fingers.
给你旁边一个 WiFi 和他握握手。
Give your neighbor a shake.
弟兄姐妹你不能够这样给人 WiFi 的啊对不对啊你也不能够这样给人家 WiFi 的对不对要这样你握手也握个手五个手指。
You cannot give high five like this, right? You have to be all five fingers out.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹
So dear brothers and sisters,
让我们迈向神给我们的目标
Let us march towards the goal of God.
我们需要记得这五样的事情
We need to remember these five things.
你为人握手的时候
And when you shake other people's hands,
提醒我们我们需要有这五件的事情
Remind us that we need to have
that five things. 但是只有一个的标杆一个的目标
But there's only one goal.
那就是让福音广传
And it is to share the gospel.
我们祷告
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们谢谢你
We thank you.
让我们能够在这里参与主日崇拜
Thank you that you allow us to be here for Sunday
service. 让我们能够聆听你的话语
That we can hear your word.
让我们今天能够一起领受圣餐
That we can partake in the Lord's Supper.
主啊我们把自己再次献上
We want to offer ourselves again.
帮助我们在进行这五件基督徒的本分的时候
Help us to, as we live out these five basic Christian
我们能够达成一个重要的目标
That we can reach a common goal.
最终能够广传福音
The important goal is to share the gospel.
因为我们越认识你
And because as we know you more,
我们就应该更有效地传福音
Then we need to share the gospel more effectively.
因为当我们参与主日崇拜的时候
And as we participate in Sunday service.
我们与世界分别出来。
We are separated from the
world. 我们过圣洁的生活。
We live a holy life.
是一种的见证。
And it is a witness.
当我们在小组彼此相爱的时候。
And as we love one another in
the small group. 也是一个的见证，让我们能够叫别人认出我们是主的门徒。
It is also a witness so that others can see that we are your disciples.
当我们忠心奉献的时候。
And as we offer and tithe faithfully.
让你的教会有经济。
That your church will have resources,
甚至有更多的经济已经能够去拆船
and have more and more resources so as to send missions,
让灵魂得救
so that people can be saved.
也帮助我们每一个人都直接去传福音
and help us to share the gospel.
我们求你帮助我们
Please help us, Lord.
谢谢主听我们祷告
Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer.
奉耶稣基督圣名
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢
Thank you.